Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 171 of the It's Obvious podcast. My name is Garrett Drake. I'm joined across the table and on video for the first time in quite a while, Jacob Alka.
It's great to see you.
It's great to see you too, Jacob. I can't remember the last time I actually did see you.
It's been like 2 or 3 weeks.
Has it really?
Yeah.
Man, what a shame. Mm-hmm. I don't like going that long without seeing your beautiful face, Jacob.
I know the last 2 weeks we've done the old Discord thing, for sure. Because 2 weeks ago you were at Preston's, right?
That's
or was
correct.
That 3 weeks ago.
That was 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty sure the week prior to that we did it in, on location.
Okay. So yeah, it's good to be back. It looks a little more presentable, obviously, being on video again here on YouTube. Hopefully you guys are here to tune in on YouTube this week because we enjoy talking to you in the comments below. Love to hear from you. Jacob, in regard to you, I hate going weeks without staring into those crystal blue eyes of pure ecstasy. And of course, appreciating your just fabulous physique. It is truly a pleasure to behold. And I appreciate you taking the time to be here with me today.
Oh, thank you for having me, Garrett. I always enjoy you welcoming me into your home. That was hard to get out.
Jacob, you're always welcome. And honestly, I'd prefer if you'd stay as often as possible.
I wish I could.
Yeah, I know. You're a busy man.
Life just somehow gets in the way all the time, you know? Like, I wish I could just do nothing all the time, but, you know.
Right.
Just not a good way to live.
Totally. Right? Well, speaking of life, Jacob, forgive me if I shouldn't mention this in the podcast. You can just cut it off if I shouldn't. But you have a date this evening, correct?
I do.
That's very exciting.
That's the plan, yeah.
Very cool. Dating is exciting.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Especially when it's a new horizon, a new odyssey to go on with someone new you're just getting to know. It's an exciting feeling.
Yeah,
for sure.
I enjoy meeting new people.
So. Then you date them for 4 years, like Casey and I, and we just want to kill each other. We love each other, but we want to stab each other in the eyes at all times.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things to do with Casey is when we're hugging goodbye somewhere, like yesterday, for example. We're like, oh, you know, you're beautiful. You're talented. I love you so much. Hope you have a great day. And I'm going to kill you in your sleep. Very soon.
Yeah.
We always say something like
you both do.
Super violent to each other, just out of nowhere. I'd just be sitting in silence for 20 minutes straight and it's just across the room be like, I'm going to kill you tonight.
Maybe that's what I need to
I'm
do
shoot
when
you
I meet
in the head.
When I meet this chick tonight. I should go like, hey.
Look, we need to get to the point where we're threatening to kill each other in violent ways, like barbaric ways.
Yeah, she's like, what?
She may be into it.
And then I never see her again.
Yeah, that could be the end of it. But
Or she's into it.
Right, right. So you met this girl on Bumble?
Yes.
That's cool. Well, yeah. I know we all wish you the best. I hope it goes well, and I'm excited to hear about how the date goes.
Yeah, I will. Cool. I'll have to let you know.
That's great, man. In my life, good news, I'm feeling great right now, physically, because obviously, it's what's hilarious, we recorded the previous episode, I think, 2 days ago.
It was, yeah.
Yeah. So,
it
was Wednesday.
3 days ago.
Yeah, 3 days ago, which is no time at all to kind of recuperate for the next one. But there's actually surprisingly a handful of decent news stories to discuss. But you may recall if you listened to the previous episode, or maybe you're catching up at this point because these are coming out relatively back to back, that I recently had my appendix removed. It was last Saturday. We're recording this on a Saturday, right? It was exactly a week ago.
Saturday.
About 3 hours from now, a week ago, I had it removed. So I was still feeling pretty rough on Wednesday, it was Wednesday when we recorded, and which is weird because the following few days, these past couple of days, I felt just amazing. I have had, I mean, knock on wood, I mean, there's no really wood around, but thank the Lord I've recovered miraculously quickly, and I'm not 100% obviously, but I feel very good for having my insides rummaged through a week ago.
So... That Thursday when you went to class, the day after we recorded, you felt better?
Yeah, I mean, I still hurt a little bit that day, and it definitely, I mean, I was on my feet all day, so that kind of sucked, but it's almost like I worked out the kinks by walking around all day that day. I also dumped my brains out, because the painkillers they put you on, the really heavily, the intense painkillers will constipate you to the point where you're just ready to erupt later on.
That sounds great.
So my mom put me on laxatives for 2 days. Let me tell you what, Jacob, those are violent when they kick in, in a good way. Like it was very relieving.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that doesn't really mean anything to anyone, but it was exciting for me.
Sure, just gross.
When you're backed
out.
Up for 4 or 5 days and you just dump your life away.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm talking, I could have filled a crock pot with my...
Yeah.
With my waist.
It's like eating a crock pot of Taco Bell.
Exactly, yeah.
And then it just, you know.
So I was quite excited about that moment for sure.
So let me ask you this. I just mentioned Taco Bell. Have you had the beefy crunch burrito?
Oh, yeah. I've had it twice.
Me too.
I wish I'd had it about 10 times now, but I haven't been back in a while. Mm-hmm. I would have had it had I not had surgery, but I'm thinking if not tonight, probably sometime this week. Before the weekend sets sail, I'm going to have that beefy crunch burrito again.
What do you mean sets sail?
I'm just trying to be a little metaphorical here. Instead of until it ends.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna have beefy crunch burrito. So
maybe me too. I don't know.
There's something I want to preface this episode with as well. I felt like a total asshole upon editing the previous episode because obviously I wasn't feeling very well in the previous one, so I was a little more negative than I think I usually am about certain things. And I want to wholeheartedly retract my statements regarding Assassin's Creed Odyssey in the previous episode. I mentioned this on Discord, but for those of you who either aren't on Discord or haven't seen what I said,
you should be, by the way.
Yeah,
it's a great place.
Yeah, Discord's
and
awesome.
And we're there, too.
Yeah, we encourage you to at least stop by and say hello.
You should join and never leave.
We have a small but thriving community on there, and we have a great time at all times. So, but
anyway. Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
Yeah. I said, like, oh, I don't really get the hype, and it's got a bit of jank to it, and blah, 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 blah. But I take back what I said, Jacob, because it has turned out to be quite awesome so far. Yeah, I'm really, really getting into it. I don't want to say too much because I risk breaking embargo, although when this episode goes live, embargo lifts, I think, like 2 p.m. our time or something like that, Eastern.
Yeah, well, this will be...
So I can't go into too much detail, but I will say I'm really liking a lot of what I'm playing. And I think the reason why I love it so much is because it feels like what was great about Origins, which I can't attest to the entirety of because I only played about 25% of that game, crossed with what I loved about Black Flag, which... had to do with a lot of the naval combat and the open world exploration on your ship and your crew and the shanties and everything. So it feels like what I loved about Origins and Black Flag mixed, to say the least for now. And
sounds incredible.
Yeah, I'll go into more detail next episode when everyone's kind of got their hands on it, who wants to play it and everything. But
does it come out this week? It
comes out Friday, October 5th.
Cool.
So, yeah, to those of you who are excited, you have every right to be, because even coming from someone who is my... adoration of Assassin's Creed has certainly dwindled in the past several years, but I still do enjoy it. And this one especially is outstanding so far. So I think you have a lot to be excited about and every right to be. So forgive me for being a douchebag last episode. Very, gotcha. Very pretty, by the way, on PS4 Pro.
Nice.
So
I assume that's what your review copy was, PS4?
Yes. Yeah, I'm providing just video coverage for COG. A lot of just like little mini gameplay videos, but I'm also working on a feature called... my list keeps growing. Originally I was just going to do five. It's going to be called like 5 awesome features in Assassin's Creed Odyssey that really stuck out to me, but it's turned into like 7 or 8. So really, really cool stuff in there. I'm excited to talk about it. That video will probably be out Tuesday or Wednesday.
Nice.
So yeah. Fun times ahead. What an exciting time to just be playing games. We had Spider-Man, Blackout's coming soon. I know we're excited about that. Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
I think people are really going to like it.
Red Dead.
Dude, I'm going to be honest, Jacob. I'm physically getting jittery for Red Dead. I'm that excited for it.
Yeah.
Just all the information, Red Dead just keeps slipping out onto Twitter. Like the wildlife, like over 200 species of animals and creatures to hunt and interact with. And like even the cat that ate, what was it, like a rat or something or whatever it had in its mouth, like a bird.
Yeah.
It's amazing. So even this, it's all those little details that, like we were talking about last week, that are just culminating into this unbelievably immersive experience.
Yeah, I'm super excited too. I mean, I've really been itching to play a open world game right now in terms of just like an RPG genre. And I'm also getting super excited because I haven't played a game like that probably since, God, I want to say, I don't even know, dude. Zelda, maybe?
Zoroldo?
Zoroldo.
You know what meme I'm loving right now is the one with, what's his name? Key and Peele. I get them mixed up.
I don't know if I've seen this one.
It's Peele.
It's the one with these sweating.
Peele's the one who directed Get Out, right?
Yes.
Yeah. He that clip when he plays Obama and he's shaking all the politicians' hands, and people have made different ones where it's like... I can't remember what the first one I saw was, but I saw one last night where it's all the Zelda games that have ever come out. And and I haven't played all the Zelda games, but that meme is just so hilarious to me.
I haven't seen this.
And of course, I can relate to like the Majora's Mask one and Ocarina, Wind Waker and Breath of the Wild in particular. But it is hilarious. I'll try to find one to you and show it to you. He just walks around either shaking people's hands or blowing them off or giving them hugs and everything. It's hilarious. So that's been really funny this past week.
Yeah.
What have you been playing in these past couple of days since we last spoke?
Not really much since we last spoke. I haven't really been playing a lot of games the last couple of days.
Okay.
Honestly. What about you?
I've been...
Besides Odyssey.
I've exclusively been playing Odyssey.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I want to get back to Hunt Showdown's new update came out again, 2.4.
Yeah. What did they add?
It's not too many gameplay updates. It was primarily a performance update.
Mm-hmm.
So they give you significantly more options as far as your display and CPU and everything is concerned and resolution. So it used to be pretty simple, just low, medium, or high across the board. But now it goes in depth and you can change like textures and lighting and all these other little details at different levels to kind of fine tune your experience. So pretty cool. Thank the Lord I can play everything cranked out in max and not have to worry about any of that. But for players who have older GPUs and stuff and CPUs, it really helps them out. So it's pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah. Don't worry. I'm not going to talk about Hunt Showdown for more than 30 seconds.
Yeah, I welcome it. I don't really care.
It's cool, man. Anything else going on?
I want you to talk about what you enjoy here.
I'm glad to hear. I would hope you do the same.
Yeah, I do. I always do.
Yeah.
But I don't really have anything to add since the last podcast. I mean,
me neither. It was such short notice.
I've just been busy, honestly.
Yeah. I don't think we have anything that's going on. Preston is busy helping his uncle move today, so we couldn't be with us again, unfortunately.
Mm.
But he should be back next week.
Mm.
That's a very light should.
Let's not promise anything, but he might be back next week.
Maybe
we'll see.
He's an idiot anyway, so we don't need him here.
Exactly.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Time will tell, as usual.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a miracle this is happening, as usual, but I'm glad we're together.
Yeah.
And I'm glad
everything's falling into line today.
Yeah, it is.
Everything's going
well. I have plenty of time before work. I don't feel rushed. We actually have notes prepared for the first time in a while. I actually had time to prepare them.
Yeah.
So it should be a smooth sailing. You want to jump in?
Yeah. Okay. I'd love to. We should tell the people what this is.
Yeah, this is the It's Obvious podcast, like I mentioned at the very beginning of the episode. Mm-hmm. But welcome if you're a new listener. We are glad you're here. This podcast is available here on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Audio Boom, and several other services that are relatively insignificant to me. So I don't think many people use them, but they're out there. I think if you Google It's Obvious Gaming Podcast or It's Obvious Podcast, it'll pop up in several places. So yeah, wherever you prefer to listen, it is available to you. And we do the YouTube version just to have obviously another platform. YouTube is our home base as far as our content is concerned. And we encourage you to comment down below so we can track a bit better on the old tubes and continue to grow there. And we do Twitch stream. We'll talk about that stuff at the end, though.
Mm.
But we do a lot of stuff here kind of sporadically at the moment, but we've been very consistent in the past, and we're going to do our best to reach that point again.
Sorry to interrupt you, but I want to say this before I forget it. I want to find more ways for us to do Let's Plays again.
Me too, because every time I think about like our Resident Evil stuff, I'm like, we really had a ton of fun with those.
Yeah.
I still really admire that series.
Are there any like scary games coming out soon? I know Halloween the movie's coming out.
Scary
games?
Is
there like some shitty movie tie-in game that's coming out?
I don't think so. Not that I know of, unless I'm blanking hard right now.
Yeah. None.
It might be fun to do a couple
Resident
Let's
Evil
Plays.
Too.
Yeah, maybe that'd be kind of fun. I think we all are excited to play that ourselves, though.
Yeah.
But you still played Resident Evil 7 despite the Let's Play, didn't you? We shared that. We played back and forth, didn't we? So, okay.
I wouldn't mind doing that with two if we wanted to.
It'd be pretty cool. We should do that.
I wouldn't have to buy it myself.
Yeah. Let's try to do that.
Okay.
That'd be great.
Let's put a pin in it.
I noticed we grew pretty steadily when we were doing Let's Plays, too.
Mm-hmm.
So
steady flow of content. Mm-hmm.
I also like our ones where we're just playing a game and I'm just recording it. We're not really worried about doing anything specific for a Let's Play. I think those really turn out well. So I think you can count on a lot of hilarious blackout videos from us this fall.
Yeah. We definitely need to make it a habit to play often so we can
definitely
hopefully capture some of those moments.
What video I can't wait to make? I think IGN already made one, but I think I can do it better, where they do a Spartan kick montage in Assassin's Creed. That is not only one of the coolest abilities in the game, but one of the funniest things I've ever seen in Assassin's Creed. Because when you upgrade it all the way, dude, you can launch people just so far, especially when you hit them off cliffs and everything. My favorite thing to do is when you I can't say this in the game.
Do they scream?
Like if you're jumping onto a naval ship and you Spartan kick someone and they fly off the ship into the water, they typically drown. It's hilarious.
Oh my God.
If you kick them off, one of my favorite things to do is I was fighting this pretty high level
centaur
leader in this base camp, and I just kept kicking him off this ledge into this pond. You have to crawl back out and I just kick him off again. It was so funny. So it's a cool ability.
It's like the you've seen that video where it's like real life. I think it's either Skyrim or Fallout where they're like acting like the NPCs in the game.
Yeah,
swing back and they're like look up at you and they're speaking like you're in the first, like the video's in first person, but the guy's just speaking to the camera.
Yeah,
as if he's an NPC.
Yeah,
that's what that reminds me of.
Fun times. That was quite a tangent for our intro here, but you want to jump into the news?
Yes. I was trying to combine what Preston says to saying yes. But hey, man, what's the news?
Dude, Playground is hiring quite a few developers for their untitled open world RPG or another mystery game we've yet to find out about. It's not entirely specific. Mm. But specifically, 177 new jobs are on the table here for That's people insane. Who would potentially like to join their team. And I'd imagine quite a few Telltale employees would be throwing their resume that way.
I'd say that would be smart to do so.
Now, obviously, the rumor is that they're going to be working on the next Fable. And upon getting my hands on Forza Horizon 4, I know they're not even remotely in the same vein, but I think these are the strengths of Forza Horizon 4 when you're comparing it to the potential of a new Fable game. They understand, at least in the realm of driving around fast cars, how to design an open world that really caters to that gameplay experience.
Mm-hmm.
So if they have the understanding of how to craft an open world in general that's that effective and that it feels that good to drive around in and it's laid out well in a car game, I imagine they have the same ability to apply that to an open world RPG. I think really excited is because we've seen studios really redefine themselves recently, specifically with Horizon Zero Dawn, with Guerrilla, Sony Santa Monica with God of War. And I'd like to see Playground really redefine themselves. Not that they need to, because they're killing it with the Forza franchise, but see them redefine themselves with Fable 4 and like really prove to the world just how talented their team is. And I think this will put them, once all these roles are filled, I think in this article, I don't want to go into too much detail, but it says that they will be the second largest studio under Microsoft's team of first-party studios.
Who would be number one?
343.
Okay.
So, and shortly behind them is like Coalition Games and stuff. So, or Coalition Studios. So, they have quite the staff coming on board.
That's a lot of jobs at one time.
So, hopefully, I mean, Lionhead had a very unique style of humor and gameplay and tone to the Fable franchise, and I imagine it's not hard to mimic that, but without Peter Molyneux at the helm, which I don't know if that's a good or bad thing anymore at this point, but without him at the helm, I'm interested to see how a new Fable will look, especially because it's been so, think about all the open world RPGs, especially medieval RPGs we've played since Fable 3 even, notably of course The Witcher 3, how they will tackle how open world RPG experiences have evolved.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I still fondly, I think, very positively of Fable 2. There's a lot of stuff I love about that game.
Okay.
But they'll have to make some big steps to make it really impactful.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll be hyped. I'm already hyped because we know it's coming. We don't know if it's officially Playground. I think it's safe to assume it's them.
Yeah.
But especially if they're hiring this big team, I think that's full on Fable mode after Forza Horizon 4. They even mentioned, I heard in a Cogs review actually, that I think Forza, at least the Horizon series 4 is going to be the last one for a little while.
Oh, really?
So I think
even more evidence.
They might have multiple teams. They might have a team working on Motorsport. I don't know what Motorsport they're now, like 6 maybe or 7?
It might be 7 now.
Maybe it's 8. It may even be beyond 8 for all I know. I don't know. But I don't keep up with the car games, obviously.
Yeah.
But they might have a Fable team and a Motorsport team.
Yeah.
So, because Motorsport's almost like their Madden franchise that happens every couple years. So.
Seems like, yeah. Well, they rotate every year, right? Like they'll do the
Horizon and then Motorsport. So,
This is exciting news. Do you think, this is a new studio making presumably a Fable game, right?
Right.
So, do you think, like, they can do anything? They could do anything to leave their own mark on the franchise. So
do you think
they're going to play it safer, or do you think they're more so going to kind of reinvent what Fable is?
I think it's safe to assume they will satisfy the core fan base, because the core fan base is crucial to any franchise.
Yeah,
I mean, look at what's happened to Star Wars with the divide between some hardcore fans love Last Jedi, some most don't, I would say, but there's been a very clear split between the fan base that's really obviously affected the films recently. Now, I wouldn't say from a production standpoint, but like Solo, for example, a lot of people just skipped on that because of The Last Jedi.
I actually want to see it. I didn't see it.
I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
I think a few of us on Discord, too, talked about how much we were surprised by it and really enjoyed it. And it's a solid flick. I mean, it's by no means perfect. It's not like the best Star Wars movie ever. But in terms of just a really fun, simple plot line of a story, and seeing young Han Solo was really cool.
Okay.
So.
Do you know if it's available for rental, or is it able to be purchased?
I think if it's not already, it will be very soon.
Okay.
Because I've seen a lot of ads for it and like deleted scenes popping up on YouTube and everything.
Yeah, well, that might just be because you're watching Star Wars videos. Are you watching Star Wars videos?
No, I've seen I think IGN shared a deleted scene of okay. Solo.
Yeah, I'll have to look into that because I need to see it. It's the only Star Wars movie that I haven't seen. So
it's a good film.
You need to see it.
I liked it more than Last Jedi, I'll say that much. So speaking of Star Wars, Kathleen Kennedy is coming on for 3 more years. She re-signed her contract. Yeah. So
how do you feel about that?
I don't know, because I don't think it's entirely her fault why Star Wars is wound up in the state it's in. I think it's there's multiple factors there. Mm-hmm. But
why do you think it's only 3 years? Like, is that typically how long they sign on their presidents?
They acquired Star Wars in 2012. And she's renewing it now in 2018. That was a 6-year contract, 3 more years. Maybe she's going to see through
the trilogy.
Yeah, that. I mean, 3 more. I mean, obviously the next one comes out next Christmas or year from this Christmas.
Yeah.
So maybe she'll stick around for one more movie after that. One more solo movie, but what do they call them? Like anthology movies.
Yeah.
A Star Wars story.
Yeah. I just thought about this is a Avengers movie's not coming out this year, right? That already came out earlier this year.
Yeah, I keep forgetting
all these movies already came out this year.
Yeah, the untitled Avengers 4 is coming out, I think, in May of next year.
Yeah, there's going to be an Avengers film and a the ninth Star Wars film. And
Spider-Man Far From Home next year.
Oh, my God.
I'm so stoked for that. I've seen a lot of pictures Tom Holland's been sharing on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And it's like a school field trip they go on, I think all through Europe or something. So I think it's kind of cool. We're going to see Spider-Man.
So he's going to be in Europe.
Yeah, we're going to see Spider-Man crazy. In just a brand new setting. Yeah. It's cool.
Is he going to be in London or is there?
I'm not sure. I've seen him in Venice and one other place I can't recall. But I think I love the idea of them going on a field trip and him having to deal with a villain. Like, how does he explain the fact that Spider-Man's where they are at all times? So there's also a leaked picture of him in a potential stealth suit that he makes.
Oh.
I think it's pretty cool.
What if he just whipped out the Iron Spider suit?
Yeah.
Good movie.
Yeah.
And Tony Stark swoops in. Out of nowhere.
What are you doing? You can't use this.
You can't be in all my movies, Tony.
I mean, it would be interesting to see. I mean, obviously, everyone knows he's going to live because they're filming Far From Home. It'll be interesting to see how they kind of address the fact that he's basically died and come back to life.
Which one's coming first, Avengers or?
Avengers.
Okay.
It'll be Avengers. I think it's Captain Marvel in March, and then Avengers, and then Spider-Man.
How'd you feel about that trailer, Captain Marvel?
It was all right. Didn't blow my mind, but I'm excited to see it.
I was already excited just to see it because it's a Marvel movie. I enjoy going to see those, but the trailer didn't really do anything for me in particular.
Yeah. I imagine another trailer or two will feel pretty hype for it. I mean, I'm obviously mostly, because I don't know much about Captain Marvel. I know very little through a couple different movie outlets I watch on YouTube.
Yeah.
But she sounds like a really cool character. Mm-hmm. And obviously she has heavy ties to the galactic side of Marvel, and will play a big role in
this Earth.
Yeah, play a big role in Avengers 4.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and I haven't seen the new Ant-Man movie either.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like the first one more, but Ant-Man 2 is pretty fun.
Okay.
It's a good time.
I just need to catch up a little bit. Every time the new Avengers movies get closer, I always feel rushed because I'm never caught up on Marvel movies. So I like a week or two before the movies come out, I just rush and watch two or three movies that I need to.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of enjoy that experience. It just gets me hyped for Avengers.
Yeah.
So I'll probably do that when that time comes next year.
It's a good idea.
But what were we talking about?
We were talking about Fable and somehow wound up talking about Marvel and Star Wars. I can't remember how.
Happens, man.
We're talking about core fan bases. So I think they will hopefully maintain that classic Fable humor.
Mm-hmm.
To an extent, what the gameplay was like general combat, and you can get married and have kids and have homes and customize your characters like a good and evil slider. I think it's crucial. I think it's what a lot of people loved about Mass Effect is having a good and evil side. And even in Fallout 4, they left it kind of more of what's the word? I'm looking for. There isn't neutral. Like a good and side. It's like a neutral scale that kind of like they're like, you know, if you're being good or evil, we don't need a bar to tell you that. Yeah. But I think in a video game, people like to see that. And that was always reflected in Fable by your appearance,
true.
Whether you look like a golden angel or just like a pure devil with like horns and everything. So yeah. As long as they have all the classic features that the original ones do and then build upon that, that'd be their foundation and then build upon it. I think they'll be,
I agree. I would,
they'll
really
be in
like
good
that.
Hands.
I haven't played too, like a whole lot of games that do that kind of thing where, mm-hmm. you know, your decisions like literally change how like you're viewed or how your character looks.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. And we'll see if they drop a blatant Easter egg in there, like with Zelda and the Master Cycle Zero, which seems so out of place. It was a lot of fun to use. I wouldn't be surprised if Fable had some crazy mount that was like a car of some sort to harken to Forza. We'll see. But this is so exciting to think about, Jacob. Let's take a moment of silence to appreciate that a new Fable is coming while I filter out this air.
Oh, I can't wait.
All right, we're golden. I apologize that we have to do that. The air is uncontrollable. It's set to auto in this home. And it is a wind turbine. You would hear us talking in an airport, essentially, or like right behind an airplane about to take off.
Yeah.
If I didn't pause to filter that out every week. So.
Is it really that bad?
It's bad.
It sounds like a wind turbine.
Especially this mic, it picks up everything. So.
Yeah.
Mm. But yeah. Let's see. The Fallout beta dates, Jacob. They were officially announced this week.
They were.
Mm-hmm. On Xbox One. You can play it first on Xbox One on
bullshit.
October 23rd. And then later on the 30th on PS4 and PC. I will be on PC with Mr. Poobah.
Ooh.
I'm quite excited to jump in. You going to join us?
I might.
I think you should.
I should try out
with
the
us.
Beta.
Imagine, we can probably get a fun video out of the beta.
Yeah.
We should do it.
I might not buy the game, but I definitely need to get the beta and see if I like it, I think. Mm-hmm. That would be smart as a consumer.
Yeah,
you
can always cancel
smart.
Your pre-order, can't you?
Yeah, I could just switch it to another game. Too.
Yeah.
So. I'm going to do it.
Awesome.
And what are the dates again? Remind me.
23rd on Xbox One, and then for us on PC and PS4 players, October 30th.
I might be playing too much Red Dead. We'll see.
Oh, yeah. I'll be neck deep in Red Dead for sure.
We'll see if I can step away.
Yeah. Good luck to all of us in that case.
Yeah. Wait a minute. If I'm going to pre-order on PS or PC.
You do that through Bethesda's launcher on PC. Yeah,
but then I couldn't cancel my pre-order because I would have already bought the game, right?
You can always refund it, though.
Can I just refund it?
Yeah. I imagine for digital purchases, you can do that, too.
Okay. I'll figure it out.
Unless you've played it for a certain amount of time. Doesn't Steam have something like that? If you play it for a certain amount of hours, you can't refund it.
I don't think it's on Steam.
Is it not? I'm not talking about Fallout on Steam. I'm just talking about games in general.
Yeah,
is it like
a
refund option like that?
Well, I think every launcher is different.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I don't know what Bethesda's is like.
I'll figure it out.
Sean Layden has commented on crossplay with PS4 and Fortnite and said it wasn't quite as simple as just switching or flipping a switch.
What?
Yeah. He said specifically, this quote from Sean Layden, he says, "We know this is a want, this is a desire, and we want to be able to deliver that in the best way possible," he said during a podcast. "Now enabling crossplay isn't just about flipping a switch and there you go. It's a very multidimensional kind of attribute or feature." Layden added that Sony had to take a look at this decision from both a technical and business point of view, and also to make sure that the customer service for crossplay feature was going to be effective. He goes on to say, "It was rather ordinal. They have to go in certain order to get them all set up," he explained. Layden also said that the crossplay beta test for Fortnite is so far so good. And he goes on to say they asked him about, you know, Bethesda's outright, has blatantly called out Sony in regards to denying crossplay for Fallout 76. And Layden says that right now they're waiting to see how it goes with Fortnite. And if it's a success, which he said, so far so good, they will definitely implement this crossplay into additional games going forward.
Okay.
So I think it's safe to assume if Fortnite goes as well as it seems to be going, I think it's okay to believe that they'll add it to 76 at some point.
Sure. Hopefully they'll add it to a lot of games.
Yeah, that's a very obvious one to add it to, but multiple games going forward. So that's good that Sony's finally caving on very strict demand from the community.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting.
The world,
seeing,
for that matter.
Yeah, it's interesting seeing how, like, they feel like it was a month ago where they put out that statement where, like, they weren't interested in putting crossplay on PS4. Like, they just weren't interested at all. And now, like, now we're here where they're actually doing things and they're making crossplay a thing on, for at least for Fortnite. So,
right.
it's just crazy seeing, like, I wonder what happened. Like, I wonder what the discussions were like and why they had that change of heart.
Yeah. You know, obviously, there's a lot of demand for it. And I'm sure they wanted to stick to their guns for a while.
Sure.
And I kind of admired that. But yeah. I want crossplay. It's a great feature to have. But I almost admired the fact that they're willing to stick to their guns on that one.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, obviously, he said they had to figure it out from a business and technical standpoint and how they can actually benefit from that. And I think at the moment, it's primarily just community satisfaction that they're benefiting from.
Yeah.
And also just enabling people to play with their buddies and other consoles and stuff.
Goodwill does go a long way.
Yeah. While we're on the topic of Fortnite real quick, I'll talk about the PSX situation in a second. But have you seen some of the stuff that's included in Season 6 of Battle Royale in Fortnite?
You mean like aesthetically or how the maps change?
Yeah, just all that stuff.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I kind of put some bullet points that I just thought were, this is why I totally get the appeal of that game. Right. And again, I don't really want to jump back into it and play it, but it still is awesome to behold.
Yeah. It's crazy like to think like they have this one map and they just keep changing like a couple things every season. They will add new like cosmetics and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
They'll like add new like, items to use and that's it. And like people love it.
Yeah, there's more than 100 new cosmetic rewards.
There's 100 new ones.
More than.
Jeez.
Yeah, man. And some of the big ones are backpack pets. Like I saw the picture of like a dragon, a dog in your backpack. That's amazing.
It's brilliant.
They have all those cool Halloween skins. I mean, the season's called Darkness Rises. I think it's primarily catered towards Halloween season.
Mm-hmm.
But I love the werewolf skin. I thought it was super cool. Dig that a lot. There's the floating spooky castle. Oh, there's just a castle.
It's actually a former loot lake.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a floating island, excuse me, but there's also the spooky castle to explore. I think that's pretty cool.
Oh, maybe that's different. Yeah, the floating island literally rose out of loot lake.
That's awesome. And there's also shadow stones, which grant you the ability to be a little more acrobatic and you turn invisible.
Yeah.
And you're totally invisible to players around you, but you can't fire at them. So it's almost like an evasive tool you have as a consumable.
I was
and just to get the jump on people.
On their Twitter, they mentioned that they took those out recently.
Yeah, because I said there's like a bug going on or something.
So they're not working as intended or something.
Yeah, I imagine people can exploit the hell out of those and really piss people off. Like, I'd be so annoyed if I'm hanging out somewhere. I mean, I guess it helps to be on the move at all times for the most part. But if you're just hanging out with a buddy, like building something, and someone just pops up behind you and blows you up because they had a shadow stone.
Do you follow a lot of, do you use Twitter a lot, Garrett?
Yeah, I'm on there. I never tweet, but I'm on there a lot.
Yeah. See, I primarily use Twitter to just follow a bunch of studios.
Yeah.
Like not exclusively, but I do that just so that I feel like I'm more informed about things.
Totally.
Like even if I don't play Fortnite, I still follow their page just to, I don't know. If they do release something that I think is really cool, I'm going to jump in. So I just like to be in the loop, I guess.
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah, I use Twitter primarily for news and I'm just bombarded with political mumbo jumbo ravenous
Flynn.
People arguing with each other just 24/7. I'm like, oh,
everyone's talking about the court case.
Yeah, even when I just want to watch or look at video game stuff, I'm just plagued with all that garbage 24/7. It's so frustrating. But the Shadow Stones, I always like the idea of like, oh, I can be stealthy and invisible and sneak up on people. But at the end of the day, gameplay wise, I've never even really enjoyed invisibility in any game I've ever played.
Okay.
Even when games give you the ability, like I think in Assassin's Creed, there's an ability, you can turn invisible for 5 seconds. I'm like, who cares? Like I'm never, even in Halo, I never understood what the appeal, I get it in a single player sense, like the Covenant be able to cloak themselves and get the drop on Spartans and Marines and stuff. But in multiplayer, I never understood the appeal of being invisible. It just pissed everyone off. I didn't feel cool too when I was invisible because no one can see me. I'm just getting free kills.
You never played a rogue in WoW then.
Yeah, I think it makes sense too. In like MMO, you can get a drop on all your enemies.
Exactly. That's so satisfying.
I know it's an MMO, but speaking of like PvP or PvE, I think it makes sense for PvE. But in multiplayer, I think it's so stupid.
Yeah, it can be.
So
there's definitely been times like throughout WoW's life where you can literally like stun lock a guy and just kill him before he can even do anything.
Right.
Before he even gains control of his character.
So kind of silly, but we'll see if they work out the kinks of the Shadow Stones. Maybe there's like three of them on the map. Maybe they're very rare.
Or maybe we don't see them again. Who knows?
Yeah, they may be gone because they have scrapped some stuff in the past. They may throw them into the Fortnite vault, as they call it.
I think they scrapped the jetpack and that never came back. Mm-hmm. Right. So
a couple weapons in their old vault too.
Mm-hmm.
What were we talking about?
Fortnite.
Yeah, we're talking about Fortnite. There is no PlayStation experience this year. So
how do you feel about that?
I don't know if it was technically canceled. It's just not occurring. I'm fine with it. I think even last year, they didn't even really need it because it felt kind of forced to me. A lot of the stuff they talked about and just kind of some rather, I wouldn't say mediocre from a presentation standpoint, but as far as information is concerned, it was just kind of bland.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't even like reveals last year, yeah. right? It was just a discussion mm-hmm. on stage.
I think PlayStation Experience would thrive as like a biannual type conference where it happens every 2 to 3 years.
Okay. Yeah.
To really be impactful. And he said, Sean Layden commented on that as well and said that obviously the focus for 2019 that are confirmed 2019 titles are Days Gone and Dreams. I think it's safe to assume that Last of Us is going to land late next year, probably.
Maybe.
But yeah, that's the focus for now. He said there just really wasn't a whole lot to go over.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
I think it's probably good they don't do it every year. It kind of seems like they don't have enough games to announce every single year. I mean, at this point, we've kind of gone through all of, like, their big AAA games. Not that PSX is exclusively about the big AAA that they, you know, that they release, because obviously it's a show for all the smaller, you know, studios making Sony games. But I assume Paris Games Week will still be a thing.
Yeah, probably.
So maybe they have a bigger presence there again this year, like they did last year.
I'm sure Sony will be there, but it won't be like PlayStation Experience. Like, cause right. I think they just had PlayStation Experience just in Paris. It wasn't part of Paris Games Week.
It was two separate things.
Okay.
Yeah. Because like the year.
I remember now. Because they saved the bulk of their announcements and news for Paris Games mm-hmm. Week, and that's why PlayStation Experience is pretty minimal.
Yeah. So maybe there's too much going on there, so they're taking a break from PSX.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. Or maybe they're just going to be low presence at Paris Games Week, too. I don't really know.
Me neither.
All I can do is speculate.
Yeah. Kingdom Hearts 3, my friend. Actually, before we talk about that, I meant to say The Last of Us Part 2 had a poster released of Joel and a wolf. It's like concept art. It's like mm-hmm. a grayscale poster. He's playing an acoustic guitar. It almost looks like an artistic type of promotional piece, but it doesn't look like something that technically be in game. I don't know if it will be or not,
because
mm-hmm. I don't know if it's concept art. I think it's just it's just art of Joel.
Yeah. Do you have a picture of it?
I don't have the picture.
Look it up really quick.
Yeah, but
what would I
it's almost like a stylized version, though. It doesn't look like an actual, like the actual design of him in the game, so we still don't know what he looks like or what he'll be up to. But there's, I think, Naughty Dog has stated you'll have Ellie has her own companion in the game, and maybe Joel teams up with this wolf, or maybe she teams up the wolf. I don't know,
mm-hmm.
but it's kind of cool. It's a cool image. They released it on Outbreak Day along with one of the songs off the soundtrack called Cycles.
Yeah.
By Gustavo Santaolalla.
Oh.
Santaolalla.
You definitely didn't butcher that.
That's pretty close.
Santaolalla.
Yeah. And it's a good track. I mean, it sounds exactly like Last of Us music. Yeah. But as the same guy who came out on stage for whatever reason at E3 and played his banjo or his guitar or whatever he played. So kind of a cool intro, I guess.
That's cool. Yeah. I don't know how I feel about that game yet.
Last of Us Part 2?
It's like I'm excited to play it, obviously, because I want to continue that story. But
yeah,
I don't know. The hype's not really there yet for me.
Yeah, I'm not hyped either. Again, what we saw from E3 was gorgeous. I mean, there's no denying that. Incredible animations, too. And I don't doubt Naughty Dog at all. Whether we're talking about gameplay or story, I trust them wholeheartedly. So I'm sure they are speaking the truth when they say if they didn't have a good story to tell, they wouldn't tell it.
Of course.
So I believe in Naughty Dog.
Same.
I believe in Harvey Dent. Kingdom Hearts.
Oh,
the opening theme song, which is crucial in a Kingdom Hearts game, as we know.
Oh, yeah.
Is a cross between the original composer for the first two games and Skrillex.
Yeah.
Skrillex.
I don't know how this is going to go.
So the opening theme's called Face My Fears. It's a collaboration between Grammy Award-winning artist Skrillex and longtime series theme musician Utada Ikaru, or Hikaru, mm-hmm. possibly. Not only that, producer Pooh Bear himself, who co-wrote many of Justin Bieber's hits, also worked on the track. Apparently, Whoa. Kingdom Hearts fan Skrillex intended to collaborate with Ikaru, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, to remix Don't Think Twice, which is a previously revealed Kingdom Hearts 3 track. But their music evolved into a new track, which will be released in released January 18th, 2019, along with Don't Think Twice.
I'm excited.
So as long as there isn't any dubstep in it, I'm fine.
Yeah, that's exactly what my thoughts were. If there's any dubstep in it, it's going to be a little weird, I think.
Yeah, and whenever I even look at the name Skrillex, all I hear is like, wah, 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 wah. Yeah. So as long as that isn't in the intro, I'm fine. We'll we got to maintain that classic, beautiful, tear-jerking music in Kingdom Hearts.
Yep. I echo your thoughts. Exactly.
I'll cry. I'm probably going to cry. Not really,
just hearing the song?
Yeah, maybe not at the beginning, but at the end, it'll probably make me cry.
Oh, you mean at the end of the game?
I shed a tear at the end of Kingdom Hearts 2. Oh, I still think that's one of the most beautiful video game endings I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's great.
One of the happiest, too.
Yeah. Great series.
Yeah.
That's what I'm most excited for, like, just going into the end of the year. Like, I just want to play that game. Sucks it's not coming out this year.
I know.
It's at least it has a release date and it's presumably coming out. Mm-hmm. You know, haven't been able to say that for many years.
Just kidding. We're delaying it again.
No.
Yeah, it's
delaying it indefinitely.
It'll be here before we know it.
Same month as Resident Evil 2. It's going to be a busy month.
Very busy.
Is RE2 coming out before that? I think it is.
What's the date for RE2 again? Let me look it up. I think it's February or no, it's January. It's January.
Yeah, they're both January.
Resident Evil.
I might have them both in my calendar.
Remake release date. That's 25th is Resident Evil. Kingdom Hearts is that the 19th? Like that song or no?
19th is a Saturday, so I don't think so.
Kingdom Hearts 3. I can't. There's so many release dates floating around that I can't remember all of them. Kingdom Hearts 3 release date. 29th. Is that the same day?
That's a Tuesday the week after.
Okay.
Yeah, like 25th is the Friday before.
Okay, yeah, I see that. Cool.
So you're going to have to burn through RE2 in a weekend. You ready to do that?
I won't be capable, I know for a fact. So I'll be swapping between the two.
Okay.
We'll do some Let's Play content for Kingdom Hearts, of course.
It's going to be a good month, man.
Yeah. Good first half of the year, too. I think we have Metro and Metro Days Gone and Anthem all releasing on the same day, along with two or three other games all on that same day in February. Ridiculous. Someone's going to move. I'm calling Days Gone on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
They're the most threatened, I think.
I'm still going to be wanting to play Smash at that point, too.
Yeah.
I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
I keep forgetting Smash is coming out this year.
And I already know that I'm going to love the hell out of Red Dead. Mm-hmm. I'll probably still be jumping into that to do something.
I hope I'm done with Red Dead at that point. I don't know. Maybe Red Dead Online.
I think it will be done, obviously, with the campaign, but we may fall in love with Red Dead Online for all we know.
That's what kills me, though, because it's not going to be on PC. Like, that's where I want to play an online game is PC.
I get that. But it's kind of like what I did with GTA Online. I mean, I don't play it consistently, but I jump back in on PC when I bought it and had some fun online still, in spite of playing a lot of it on PS4.
Yeah.
So, yeah, dude. Devil May Cry 5 is going to run at a checkerboarded 4K resolution at 60 FPS on PS4 Pro.
Solid.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It was a cool little bite-sized news headline.
Mm-hmm.
So that's exciting.
And by that point, I'll have a PS4 Pro, my Kingdom Hearts 3 edition.
I'm such an uninformed and inexperienced Devil May Cry fan, but that game just looks so damn cool.
Looks fun.
And what I played at PAX West was awesome. It felt so good to play.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hyped for it, man. I know a lot of like hardcore fans of the franchise would probably be appalled by that, but I would hope, as a fan of something, I always encourage newcomers. Like when I'm a hardcore Hunt Showdown fan, I always get excited when people tell me they're going to jump in and play it. I'm not like, what the hell? I've been here since the beginning. What
the hell, you noob?
Yeah. So if you guys have been longtime fans of Devil May Cry, got a new fan jumping in.
Yeah, I mean, I'm right there with you. I've never even played any of the other games. Never wanted to, really, but I'm definitely excited for this one.
Yeah. Does this game have a bandwagon trailing behind it? Probably, but I am aboard and happy to be there. So should be a good time. I meant to say while we mentioned Red Dead a couple times this episode, the install is 105 gigabytes on PS4.
Yeah, that's big.
That's hefty. I think it's the biggest
I'm gonna have to
ever
delete some
for
stuff.
A console game.
Biggest ever for a console
yeah.
game.
So yeah, that's
a lot of gigs.
I'm very happy to hear that. It just goes to show how massive that game is.
It's a lot of meat
so
in that pie.
Oh, yeah. It's very meaty. Very, very meaty.
Mm.
Just considering there's 200 plus species in the game alone, that small fact is a lot to behold. So
yeah, I was thinking about this the other night. This is completely off topic and random, but it just popped into my mind again. How do you eat pizza, Garrett, like on a regular basis? Do you eat it with a fork? Do you cut it up with a fork? Do you eat it regularly, like picking it up and just eating it? Or do you pick it up and you fold it into like a taco and eat it?
I grind it in a blender and then I consume it in a bowl with a spoon.
I like to grind it and put it in a shaker cup,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like you're shaking or stirring it. Like a margarita or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll take my pizza shaken, not stirred, please. With a big bit of Parmesan in there, too. Ugh. That's disgusting.
Yeah, let's get that image out of our heads.
No, but in reality, if the pizza is so hot that the ingredients fall off it when I pick it up. Now, you can fold it up, but if I'm talking about like it's scorchingly hot, I will start with a fork and nibble away at it. And when it's cooled down a bit, I will pick it up and eat it like
also,
a normal human being.
If you have a big, deep dish, you kind of need to use a fork. You know? Yeah. But it's like you were saying, it's sloppy, and but it's still good. You know.
Yeah. But 99% of the time, I am picking it up and eating it.
Okay.
Now, I do like when I get about halfway through it to fold it sort of like into a calzone shape and consume it that
way.
See,
I've never done the whole, you know, folding
like
thing.
Consume the slice of pizza in a calzone type form. Yes. So.
Yeah, I was watching someone eat pizza on YouTube or something. I was like, I've never eaten pizza like that. Like, why don't I fold it like that? I don't know.
Well, you should
try. Just popped into my head.
Why are you watching someone eat pizza? Was like on a Let's Play or something?
No, it was just...
I just like watching guys eat pizza, man. That's what I'm into.
I honestly couldn't tell you what I was watching. I was just deep into the YouTube trending tab, probably, and just happened to stumble upon someone eating some pizza somewhere.
Nice.
I think it was like... Oh, here's what it was. It was this guy named Mike Chin. Have you ever heard of Mike Chin?
I've heard that name.
He eats a lot of food on YouTube. Like, that's what he does. He just eats. And like, he was in New York, and he was just eating a bunch of popular New York pizza places.
Ah,
and,
cool.
Yeah.
I think one of my favorite missions in Spider-Man had to do with all those pizza places.
Yeah?
That was awesome.
I haven't done that yet.
Oh, you haven't? Man, you are really behind in that game.
I know.
Holy crap.
I want to sit down and play, like, tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I'm going to watch the Falcons, and then I'm just playing Spider-Man the rest of the day.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. I need to catch up.
I think I might do another web swing video for COG, because those just keep killing it, like I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every single one I've done, like I said before we started the podcast, has at the very least 100,000 views.
Yeah.
So... And the one I did most recently has jumped like 40,000 views in the last 2 days. So it's like moving quicker than it has been since
That's
I put
so
it out.
Weird.
So
the game's been out for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, I might do another one. So there's only some, I think the only thing left to do with web swing is just finding cool spots to do nice little runs with, like a nice little 20 to 30 second sequence of cool tricks and flips through certain parts of the city. So I just got to find some more cool spots to do that.
You should do one of those on our channel.
I'd like to, but I think COG has me kind of tied down to the web swing videos. I'll do one for our channel too. I'm reserving one for our channel when they give us the option to turn off the HUD. I'm going to call it cinematic web swinging, where I unlock the camera, control the camera, and have no HUD on the screen. I'm going to make it like a 21:9 aspect ratio with like some cool filters and stuff to make it look like a film.
Really cool.
Yeah, I'm going to make it really badass. So I'm reserving that video for our channel, but I think like a general like stunts and stuff for I'll do for COG. So I have some very specific ideas for our I wouldn't say coverage, but any Spider-Man videos we do. I know by the time I do these, it'll have dwindled a bit because Red Dead will have been out and everything by then. But I have a couple cool ideas I'm going to do with Spider-Man. So notably that one. No one steal my idea, please. I just revealed that to the world. I'm sure other people have had a similar idea, but I'm going to do that. Anyway, you want to talk about some or answer some community questions?
Yeah, man. Let's fucking do it.
Let's fucking do it, man. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for your continued support of this podcast and your supply of community questions week in and week out. Please, we ask you with all of our hearts to keep them coming. Even if it's something as simple as, hey, man, how do you like your eggs in the morning? We're going to answer it.
I have a good answer for that.
Until we can get to Ask IOG again, we're going to start answering some more random questions on the episodes just to keep you guys from waiting too long.
Yeah. I think it's a good idea. And it'll be funner to talk about. Just
yeah, it really mixes things up at the end. So anything you can throw at us, please do so in one of three places. You can email us at itsobviousgaming@gmail.com. You can tweet at us at @obvious_gaming or submit your questions in the Ask IOG section of our Discord channel. Now, all that being said, always include the hashtag #AskIOG so that we know you want your question right on the show. If you don't include it, I'm just going to answer you wherever you supply it, because I don't know that you want it on the show.
The hashtag is essential.
Yeah. AskEarg, we like to say.
Yes.
All that out of the way, let's jump into the first one, Jacob.
Okay.
Comes from Alec Walker.
Oh.
Alec says, hi, guys. Garrett, I hope you're better. Please don't die. Alec, so far, so good, unless I croak immediately after this episode ends.
I mean, ideally, or not ideally, but realistically, it could happen.
Ideally, you will die as soon as possible. We'll see. We'll see if I live to fight another day. I'm good for now, though. Thank you for checking in. You mentioned Metal Gear Solid 5, which we did last episode. I loved it until you left the desert area. After fighting the Rex and Skullface, passing it went down. Sorry. After fighting the Rex and Skullface, passing it went downhill. What games have you played that you suddenly lose interest in halfway through, whether by story or changing gameplay? I didn't read this all the way through. I just grabbed it. That's an excellent question.
Yeah.
One I have to think about for a minute.
I agree with him in Metal Gear Solid 5. Like, that's kind of when I stopped playing.
I forgot that you go to, like, the jungle after that.
I prefer the desert.
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, I remember now. I remember what the jungle was like. I get that. I didn't lose interest, but I definitely preferred the desert over the jungle area. Yeah, I think you were in Africa, right?
Yeah.
You go to Africa. So, I too preferred the desert.
I need to read this question again.
Mm-hmm. Let me think of a game. Let me look at my posters here. Dude, I know there have been games in the past that I feel that way.
Yeah, you didn't finish Andromeda, right? Would that be a good answer?
I didn't even get through halfway through that game. Yeah, I played about 20 minutes of it. And that wasn't from something that changed in the game that made me feel that way or something that occurred.
Oh, I think I'm going to say Spider-Man. I just don't think he's that entertaining. Yeah. Interesting. No, I want to play Spider-Man.
I will say one of my pet peeves is when a game introduces a brand new random mechanic only for a certain part of the game, like a boss fight or something, and you never see it again. I think that's kind of dumb.
So what about... I guess you haven't gotten this halfway in this game either, but Persona 5.
I only played about 25 hours of that. I made it to the fourth palace, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So I still have
pretty much halfway.
I still have every intention of beating that at one point in my life.
There's no way you're gonna finish.
I love the idea of me having a job, doing what I want to do, and all I'm doing is going to work and coming home and just sitting down one evening after work with a nice cup of coffee and just playing that every night until I beat it after work.
Yeah.
That's the dream I'm pursuing, Jacob, is just to not have to go to school, do two different video game related things, have projects, have multiple sound jobs. All this stuff is just like, it's going to kill me, Jacob.
Yeah.
I might actually die. Like Alex said, please don't die.
Don't die.
But my dream is just to go to work, come home, the end.
Mm-hmm.
That's my dream. So once I reach that point, that is when I will play Persona, mark my words.
Okay.
If I don't,
I'll hold you to that.
If I don't stay true to my word, you have every right to stab me in the forehead
with a
butter knife.
Oh,
you have the strength.
It might take some work, but
you have the strength to launch it through my skull. So, I don't think Preston has that ability, but you certainly
do. You don't think so?
No, you're Preston's pretty beefy, but you're a bit beefier than Preston is.
I think you could do some real damage being a little scrawny guy with a butter knife.
Like, yeah, if you go for the eyeballs or the ears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is
anything with a minor opening. I think he can do some damage with the butter knife.
This is dark.
It's pretty brutal.
I don't know if I have any examples personally. If I start a game, I usually finish it. That's typically
likewise.
That's how I live my life, Garrett.
No,
I play games, I finish them.
There have been a handful that I've started in recent months that I haven't finished because I'm primarily doing COD coverage for them, and I have to move on to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Notably Origins, but it wasn't because something changed that made me lose interest.
Yeah. See, I didn't start that game because I can't finish it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Or I would have.
There have been some in the past that I can't think of at the moment. I always feel so bad about it because I have to really, really think hard about this one. Because like you said, I usually, especially in the past, have finished most games I start.
Yeah.
So looking at the games I have on my thing over there, not seeing anything that really stands out. That did that for me.
No Man's Sky.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, nothing changed in that made me lose interest. I like No Man's Sky, but I don't love it.
What'd you just say?
Yeah. Alec, I'm sorry we can't answer that a bit more in depth, but I can totally relate. I know I've had that feeling in the past.
Yeah. Viewers, EOGs, fellow.
That's a great community question. That's the reason why we call this community questions. Obviously, they're coming from the community to us to answer, but they're not just for us to answer. We've always wanted to hear your responses to some of these too. If this question sticks out to you, please, in the comments below, to let us know if any games have been like that for you.
I imagine a lot of people would have a response to that one because, you know, a lot of people play a lot of games, but they don't always finish them.
Indeed.
They're not like us, you know, where we always finish our games because we're elitist.
Yeah, right, because we're better than everyone. Is that what you're saying, Jacob?
Yes, of course.
You know what I'm really mad about?
What are you mad about?
I forgot to sip my coffee this entire episode. I was just so enthralled by our conversation and obviously your beauty as well. So I was just distracted and I didn't sip it.
Is it cold?
It's not cold yet. Let's see.
Better get busy. I do really like your mug, by the way.
Me too.
That's really awesome. Can I read it?
Yeah, it's a Batman comics mug of classic Batman comics.
So I'm going to sit here, I'm going to read this entire comic thread to everyone.
You know, my adoration for that mug is multi-tiered because it is my favorite superhero.
Oh, really? You like Batman?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah, it's my favorite superhero with a classic design, and it's a very tall mug, so I can fit quite a bit of coffee in there. I prefer a tall, slender mug versus a wide one, because I think it's easier to hold and easier to sip.
See, I prefer the wide ones. I don't know. Like, my favorite mug right now is one I got as a gift a couple Christmases ago from Starbucks, and it's like a nice, thick, white mug. It's about yay high. Yay thick. Like, it's pretty, yay, it's huh? a thick boy. But it's like,
what's the exact mathematical circumference of this mug?
God, I couldn't tell you that. But dude, like, the handle is so, like, it's wide and thick, and it's mm-hmm. easy to hold, and it just, I downed some serious coffee in that mug. Okay. I gotta tell you.
So I guess neither of us are trendy enough to drink coffee out of a mason jar, like a lot of people do in the South when they're trying to look trendy.
Right. Yeah.
I see a lot of Instagram posts of people with. I'm not making fun of the Bible reading, but I think a lot of people. I think it's so funny when they pose their devotional time with their open Bible and a mason jar of coffee.
I see those too.
I'm like, devotional time is between you and the Lord, not you and Instagram. So
yeah, but coffee, it's so important.
I take so much issue with Instagram posts specifically. People use it the wrong way, and it drives me insane.
Maybe used the wrong way.
Like, I've been reserving this comment for one of Casey's posts for 3 weeks now, because I think it's going to be hilarious for me to make a point.
Yeah.
Because I've been trying to make my point to her for a while. She made this post that's about Smith's like 2 or 3 weeks ago at this point. She's like, come see me tonight. Like, $3 shots, special event, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, and
I'm gonna comment and be like, hey, is this still happening tonight? And it's going to be like on a Monday, 3 weeks later. Like, is this still happening? I'd love to attend this event. And that's the point I'm trying to make. And that's why you don't do that on Instagram. Yeah. On Twitter and Facebook, that's fine, because it's more of like a moment-to-moment type thing, where Instagram, you're reserving special moments on your feed.
Yeah.
Now, there's a fine line where you can kind of maneuver that a bit, and it doesn't always have to be the best moments. It can be just like a tiny little moment that means something to you. But it's predominantly meant to be timeless moments. That's why it annoys me when people do that.
Gotcha. I feel like it'd be... like, even more funny if I just, like, chimed in a couple weeks later after that. It's like, hey.
Yeah, like a month later.
Hey, like, you didn't respond. Is this still happening or
yeah,
what?
Is this still happening tonight? I'd like to come to this. just every few months just drop in and do that. So.
And eventually she deletes it and we win.
Yeah. That's exactly. That's the ultimate goal. She'll learn.
we'll show her.
Yeah. Josh Scriber. Alec, thank you for your question, by the way. Josh Scriber writes in and says, hey guys, hope you all enjoyed your summer, both indoors and outdoors. Did we already answer this?
Let me briefly examine it.
He says, first things first, Preston, I'm going to try my hardest to platinum Spider-Man. I know you'll do the same.
If we answered this, I wasn't here.
No, we didn't answer this. I remember now. I think I've just read this a couple times because I've saved it for a while.
Okay.
He said, Preston, I'm going to try my hardest to platinum Spider-Man, and I know you'll do the same. If you could pick the design for the next brand new suit for the endgame Spidey, what would it be? I would create an exothermal suit built for harsh heat conditions and preventing burns from electric attacks. It would have no web patterns and would just be red and black, mostly black with the EOG spider symbol. Oh, OG spider symbol. I was going to say EOG spider symbol. Never seen this before, but I'm interested. The OG spider symbol on the back. I dig it. Sounds pretty cool. Of course, I love red and black. Hence, it's obvious gaming's colors.
Yeah.
How would you design a Spidey suit?
This is hard for me to answer because I haven't even seen all the suits. And
there have been a lot of Spider-Man suits. I'd be the guy who...
I've always been a huge fan of just the black symbiote suit. Mm-hmm. Like, I've always loved that
suit.
That
simple, sleek design is gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
I love the classic suit, of course.
It's hard to be classic.
That's the thing. There have been so many Spider-Man suits I've seen in passing that I know nothing about that I'd tell you a design and it probably already exists because I think I'm making it up in my mind, but I've seen it somewhere.
Mm-hmm. I'm like a big Iron Man fan, so like the Iron Spider suit is always really appealing. It's always really appealed to me, but that's already in the Spider-Man, so mm-hmm. it's not really a new idea.
Okay, here's what I would do. I would combine multiple suits into the ultimate suit that I think would be really cool. So I would have... I would have the classic colors, but a bit darker, not quite as bright,
mm-hmm.
a bit darker, like a shade darker of red and blue. I would have very, like the webs on the suit and the red parts would be there, but they'd be pretty faded, like not very noticeable. Like you'll notice if you compare Andrew Garfield's suit, Toby suit and Tom Holland suit. Tom Holland suit has faded spiderweb lines, so it doesn't look too complicated on the face and everything. So they'd be there, but not quite as noticeable. I would have the big eyes from Amazing Spider-Man 2's costume, but instead of being silver, they'd be the gold color from the first movie, because I think the sunglasses gold shade looks so
cool. Gold from Toby?
No, the gold eyes were from Andrew Garfield's original suit, because he uses those sunglass lenses. I thought the yellow eye, maybe gold or like yellow. I think the yellow eyes look so cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'd have the darker shades of red and blue. I'd have the golden big eyes on the mask, and I'd have very small hints of black, like in Tom Holland's suit, like on linings of certain part, maybe around like the web shooters,
yeah.
And maybe in like on the heel. You know what I like about the advanced suit is how his shoes look pretty sporty with the white. But imagine those white parts when there's like that big heel piece, but they're black. And I'd also have a giant black. Imagine the advanced suit with that giant white spider in the back, but it's black.
Yeah.
And then on the front, awesome. It'd have basically the same original spider design, but also black. Maybe blown out like the big white one, but it's black.
Yeah, the advanced suit's awesome, though, just in general. Mm-hmm. Like, I love
that suit. Is sick. It also has the most detail in the game. I mean, all the suits, when you really get zoomed in on them, look incredible from a texture standpoint. But as far as the way they react to your movements and stuff, the advanced suit, clearly it was intended to be the one they invested the most time in. Especially when you're diving, you can see the ripples moving on a suit and the wrinkles when he turns certain ways and everything. It's incredible.
I want to go home and just swing now.
Yeah. I told you, every now and then I'm like, I got 10 minutes to kill. I'll jump in and swing around for 10 minutes. So I love that. Now that I think about that suit, I want to see it.
Yeah.
Because I think that sounds so cool, at least for me.
Hey, pitch the idea.
You sure you don't want to come up with the original? You just said you just like the symbiote suit.
Yeah. I don't know what I would do.
Okay.
I don't know enough about Spider-Man to really come up with a good one.
I feel you. Cool.
Cool.
I would also have, I don't want people to think I've taken the advanced suit and just turned the spider black with golden eyes, bigger golden eyes. I would also have the spider boots, like those red boots, but they'd have like the trims of black in them and stuff on the heel and everything. So, yeah, dude, that's my design.
I'm into that.
Josh, that was a fun question, man. We appreciate it. Carlos Perez writes in and says, this is the one I wanted to wait till Preston was here, but we can't wait 2 whole weeks to answer it. So I will answer for him.
Yeah.
He says, what age and memory do you guys have of each other meeting one another for the very first time?
Wow.
We've mentioned this.
What age and memory?
Yeah, I knew this to the T exactly for both of you.
Okay.
We've mentioned this in the past, so I won't spend too much time on it. But Preston and I met in second grade when we were in the carpool line. Maybe we didn't officially meet. The first time I noticed Preston was in the carpool line of our gym in elementary school in second grade. He was sitting next to me, I think, and this was right when the school year started, so he was very tan from his summer break. So tan.
Preston tan?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I thought he was a Hispanic child, because he had very dark hair, and he's very tan. So I thought
Preston hair?
Yeah, exactly. Is anyone in this podcast? People have seen, Preston never saw, no one ever saw Preston with hair. Mm. So we started this after we moved out of our apartment.
Yeah.
Because when we shared an apartment, Preston
hair.
Preston had always hated his hair his whole life. You know, he didn't have a bad head of hair. Like, I thought it always looked fine, but he hated it for some reason. He also shed like a wildebeest, too.
I don't think he liked dealing with it.
Yeah. But, yeah, he hated dealing with it. I remember I came back from school or work one night, and Zach had helped him buzz his entire head. I'm like, you look pretty badass, man, I gotta say. And we were all so proud of him for just ridding his head of the hair he hated. So, I like Preston's, buzz cut look. I think it looks cool.
You want to date him?
Maybe I do. Maybe I want to smooch his head.
Oh.
I love rubbing Elliot's bald head.
It is nice.
Mm-hmm. It's got a nice little peach fuzz to it.
He's got a big head too, so yeah. There's a lot to rub.
And there's a lot. You can double fist his head.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind taking a little on his head.
Yeah.
So I'll probably feel nice.
I'll let him know you're in his thoughts. Or wait. Yeah, you're in.
He's in my
your thoughts. Yes.
His bald head is in my thoughts.
Yes.
I'm lusting after his head, basically.
I haven't seen him in like a month, though.
Really?
Awesome. Yeah.
I haven't seen him in a while either.
Yeah.
Hope he's doing
it's
well.
Very rare.
I'm sure he's doing well.
When we all get to gather together.
He's the only body in our group of friends that rivals yours.
He's bigger than I am. That's for sure.
Yeah, you're still
a taller man.
That doesn't undermine your beauty, Jacob.
Oh, well, I appreciate that.
Yeah. Picture this. This guy's Elliot's thighs are so thick. I'm trying to compare to them something.
They're like tree trunks.
It's almost intimidating when you see his thighs. Like, it almost scares you.
He's a former Ryan or football player.
Yeah.
And
I mean, talk about doing squats, man. It is unfathomable. He could feed a family of cannibals in the apocalypse for probably 4 months with his thigh.
Just one thigh.
Yeah, it's like killing like a turkey on Thanksgiving. But it's like, imagine two Thanksgiving turkeys on his thighs. That's what he looks like. It's incredible.
Yeah, he's got some biggins.
I'm going to ask him out.
Do it. He won't.
You won't do it, dude. Me and Preston met in second grade and I've been best pals ever since. And we were separated after second grade. We never had another elementary school class together because I wouldn't say we were rambunctious, but we did get in trouble quite a few times for talking during class. So we were separated. Really sucks.
Mm.
So this is so random, dude. I got to throw this in here real quick. I thought this was so funny. So did you see the text I sent to our group about American Vandal?
No.
Okay. Maybe it didn't send. I sent it to our group text. But American Vandal season one on Netflix, if you haven't seen it, I strongly recommend it because it is some of the most brilliant modern writing I've ever seen.
I did see it.
Yeah, not only for a TV show, but just from a production standpoint, I was blown away at how good it was. I had no reason to be that good to it because it's so absurd, but it's so good. And it's like purely a comedy, but with like dramatic undertones to it. Like the ending is a very profound gut punch at the end.
Should I start watching this right now?
Dude, it's awesome. Okay. Talk about them nailing what it's like to be a modern high schooler. It is incredible. But
you got me interested.
Yeah, you should definitely check it out, and it's hilarious.
I love high schoolers.
Extremely entertaining. Casey and I binged the first season. But anyway, we just started season two, but the trailer for season two is one of the funniest things I've seen in recent memory because it's all about poop. And it's just... watch the trailer at least for season two and you will laugh out loud. I promise. It's so funny.
Okay.
But the reason why I mention that is because one of the main topics of discussion at the beginning of the season of season two is about people pooping themselves and how that will follow someone for life. And I found that to not only be funny because poop is funny, but it's so true for two reasons. Because there have been two individuals in my lifetime that I remember them for poop.
Thank God.
The first one was this girl, bless her heart, in elementary school who was known for pooping her pants regularly. And I was not one who made fun of her, but I definitely laughed at the other people making fun of her. That's what kids do. I'm sorry. That's just a fact.
Yeah,
she pooped herself and we thought it was hilarious. Anyway, I distinctly remember sitting in our second grade class. I think Preston was sitting right next to me. This guy named Zach in our class was sitting next to me on my other side. And we were in this little I think my teacher was reading from a book and we're all sitting on the floor. And the girl who pooped herself was in front of me. And just, I don't know why he made this joke, but I'll never forget it. This is second grade, mind you. I still remember this like it was yesterday because I still think this is brilliant.
Who made this joke?
This kid just in my class named Zach. He nudges me and I look at him and he's like, hey. And he points to her butt sitting in front of us. He goes, look out. Don't make it mad. And I thought that was the funniest thing as a kid. And I still remember it to this day. And I remember that girl. Like I said, I feel really bad about it. I remember her for pooping herself.
That's disgusting.
And the other girl, both girls, ironically, was a high school girl. I'm not going to name her for her sake, but you probably know who I'm talking about. I know her as the poop girl because there was a very heavy rumor floating around. It could be false, but it sucks. Even if it's false, people will still remember this.
Yeah.
She was known for pooping on a guy's chest at a party.
Mm-hmm.
So what do they call that? It's like a certain move. And it's like a sex act. It's called like a like a steaming Charlie or something. What's it called? Google. What does it mean to shit on a man's chest or on anyone's chest for that matter? It's called something steamer.
Cleveland Steamer.
Cleveland Steamer. And I remember that girl for pooping too. And every time I see her pop up on social media from time to time, I'm like, there's the poop girl.
A sexual act by nature. Fetish. The Cleveland Steamer is one person craps on another person's chest and, very important, then sits down and rocks back and forth like a steamer.
No way. No, I didn't know about that part. Oh, man.
You gotta roll around in it.
That is incredible.
It's like you're playing in the mud, you know?
Man, we should try that sometime, dude.
I would be totally down.
I'm down, dude, to you as long as you promise to return the favor.
Oh, hell yeah.
Mind you, if we do this soon, I gotta warn you, I've been on those laxatives, man. It ain't gonna be pretty.
I'm so excited.
It's gonna be a brutal Cleveland Steamer.
Then we can shower together and it'll be great.
Yeah, it'd be cool. Good times, man. I look forward to it. What were we talking about? Memory of meeting each other. How the hell did we get on this topic? So me and Preston have been friends in second grade. Met him in the gym, I think, during the carpool line, like I said. But funnily enough, we actually met when we were even younger, I think in kindergarten or first grade, at the pool in his neighborhood. It was doubled as a public pool. So we would go to the pool in his neighborhood as kids, and I think we hung out a couple times at that pool unknowingly. So I've technically known Preston since kindergarten or so.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty wild.
Excellent.
I think he is my oldest friend.
Hmm.
So now you and I met, I think, officially freshman year of high school.
Oh, yeah.
Because we never really talked in eighth grade.
Yeah. My oldest memory of you was in either seventh or eighth when we had that class together.
Yeah, it was eighth because I was in Orlando, Florida, seventh grade.
Yeah. So we always talk about it, but we had like the same science class. And I think we had a crush on the same girl.
Yeah, we did. So I noticed the first time I noticed Jacob, because Jacob was one of the popular kids in middle school.
Mm-hmm.
And the first day of school.
Not sure why.
I remember what you wore on your first day of school, Jacob. Eighth grade.
Yeah. What did I wear?
You had,
I don't know.
You had a mullet. You remember that mullet?
Oh, dude, how could I forget?
And Jacob had a mullet. You had highlights, blonde highlights in your hair.
Mm-hmm.
What a do, man. Blonde highlighted
it.
Mullet.
I hated how those came out.
Hell yeah.
They're really orange.
You should bring that back. That's a good look, man. Especially with that body. Imagine that as a summer beach body with your blonde highlighted mullet. Man, talk about irresistible, man. That's going beyond plus ultra on the irresistible scale for Jacob Elka. Yeah, no doubt. Anyway, you had that hairstyle. You had a button down like shirt from American Eagle with the sleeves rolled up.
Yeah.
And you also
had
short,
off the gun.
Yeah, you had short cargo khaki shorts on with flip flops.
Hell yeah.
You know why I remember that?
Why?
Because I'm in love with you, obviously. Now, I just have a very photographic memory of certain days. Mm. And the reason why I so photographically remembered my first day of eighth grade was because I was just felt humiliated the whole time. Because remember...
Why were you humiliated?
I was never popular in middle school. I had a very small group of friends, if any. I think I had one friend who lived across the street in my neighborhood.
Okay.
And I came back from Florida in total skater mode because everyone there was really into skateboarding. So I had... super long hair. I had a Volcom t-shirt on and green basketball shorts and Vans.
Green basketball
shorts. Green, like bright green.
Ugh.
And there are multiple things I remember from that day.
Did someone make fun of your shorts?
Yeah. Dude, everyone made fun of me that day. So, because I stuck out like a literal sore thumb because everyone was in prep mode in Forsyth County, Georgia in eighth grade. And I was as opposite as you could get is what I was in eighth grade. So I remember that was when we all got into, because remember you get there off your bus or carpool line in the morning and everyone goes into the cafeteria and hangs out till the bell rings to go to class.
Mm-hmm.
That's where everyone was. And that's when I saw you.
Gotcha.
So, I also remember my first period being, gym or PE.
Mm-hmm.
And I was up in the top of the bleachers when they were taking roll. And when they said my name, like Garrett Drake, like eight people were like, And Matthew Bottoms is like, Garrett Drake. Because Matthew Bottoms is one of the few people I talked to in sixth grade before I moved.
Yeah.
It's like I had come back from the dead or something. Of course, I look like...
I was always goofy.
I look like a total bozo with my long hair and skater outfit.
Yeah.
And I'll never remember Sean Bobo, when they were taking roll, I had those same green... it was like a white pair of shorts, a green pair of shorts on again, where, you know, in PE, you all sit in like a formal line on the floor where they take roll before you get going.
Yeah.
And Sean Bobo was like across the gym.
Yeah.
And somehow I caught his eye and he's just staring at me and we stare at each other in silence. I just hear him go, "Hey, you think you're cool in those white shorts?" And me being such a bitch in middle school, I was like, I don't know. When I think about it, that's one of the funniest jokes I think I've ever heard in my life. I think you're cool in those white shorts.
There's very few people that I thought were ever funnier than him.
Yeah, he was our class president senior year of high school.
I don't know
he beat one of the prettiest, most popular girls in our class for class president because everyone thought it was so absurd, and he won. That's like Donald Trump in high school.
Trump was like really, really funny, then that would be the same.
I think Trump, and mostly bad ways, sometimes good ways, is hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
But Sean Bobo in that same sense was like that.
Recent meme right now that's going around that where he's like hissing.
Hissing?
Like, he goes like...
Yeah, from that clip of him doing that.
Yes.
That's what I mean by him being funny.
Yeah.
So that's hilarious.
Yeah, we had a lot of funny people.
Yeah.
Goofy ass people in our class.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to name too many. We're dropping a lot of names here. I won't name this name, but my best friend from sixth grade, also one of the most popular kids in our class at the time, Which is so funny. One of my only friends is one of the most popular kids in the class. I think he's just one of those guys who's just nice to me. And we'd hang out a lot. I went camping with his family. I went to church with him. We played all of Halo 2 on split screen together. So he was one of my good buddies. I go away from a year. I come back first day, eighth grade. He sees me in the hall. He's like, "Hey, man, do you remember me?" I was like, "Yeah." He goes, "Oh, cool." And he just walked away. That was one of the last times I spoke to him.
Nice.
And kid you not, I've said maybe 4 words to him since that day.
I know who this is.
Yeah. Weird, man.
Yeah.
But you and I met officially, I think, freshman year of high school when our group from high school began to form. I think we really started hanging out consistently.
Sophomore year.
End of sophomore, like middle of sophomore year going into junior year is when our group was established.
Junior year is when I really started hanging out with you guys a lot.
Yeah, I think that's when you and I began to flirt with each other and become friends.
And have sexual tension in the room.
Oh, yeah, a whole lot of tension.
You could feel it. Like there was just a cloud overhead where we were just...
Very passionate energy when we were around each other. So,
But yeah, that's when I met you first. Was what we briefly mentioned earlier.
Funny though, in eighth grade, because we sat directly across from each other in our science class, on opposite sides of the classroom. Jacob and I literally stared at each other. You sat next to that really pretty Asian girl in our class.
Who was that?
I can't remember her name.
She obviously wasn't important.
But she was very beautiful too.
Okay.
But we sat next to the girl in our class that Jacob and I think half the school had a crush on this girl, and I sat right next to her.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking
I dated her in seventh grade when you were gone, ironically.
I technically dated her in eighth grade for 2 weeks, but I had no idea what I was doing. And I was so afraid of her that when I asked her out and she said yes, I didn't know what to do after that. I literally would go days without talking to her and I would avoid her.
Yeah,
so
that happened.
I was so afraid of her.
It's like you didn't have cell phones in middle school, or we didn't. So.
Yeah. I remember the day after I asked her out, I like tried to walk her to the bus and I just didn't know what to say to her at all. And this guy, this popular guy, comes up and like brushes past. He's like, "You two making out yet?" And he's like, and like walks away. And I was like, "Oh no,
he got you guys."
Yeah. Killed it, man. So,
oh, young love.
Yeah. It was the best. Middle school, the best.
But the first time I met Preston Garrett, it was at that trip we went on. There was a trip that we went for church and it was called The Walk.
Oh, poor Preston, man. He hated that.
Yeah, this is not one of my favorite things. One of my favorite tales.
Not one of your shining moments.
Yeah, not one of my good moments in my life. I kind of bullied Preston on this trip.
And a few others.
Not like hardcore. Like I was just kind of like pitching in, I'll say. Because I wasn't like instigating it per se, but I was like, during that time, I was definitely trying to fit in school, as you know, as young lads do when they're in early high school. They want to fit in. They want to, you know, be the cool guy. That's always what I strived for, obviously. But
you succeeded.
Yeah. I continuously just kind of pestered Preston alongside other fellow members in our group. And I do feel really bad about it. And we've talked about it on the podcast before. And hopefully I don't think there's any, you know, hard feelings. There shouldn't be, at least. Because, you know, we've separated our differences. You know, we're good. But, yeah, it was I was a piece of shit back then, Garrett. So, you know, we've moved past that.
That's why I want a Cleveland Steamer, you, because you're a piece of shit.
Yeah, I deserve it.
Might as well add to the pile. Yeah, I remember that trip fondly. A lot of prints.
It was a fun trip, though. Like, I think everyone had a good time. Maybe Preston didn't, but...
Did we finally get around to telling the pee bottle story in this podcast? I've told that story so many times that I can't remember where I've told it.
Yeah, we used to pee in bottles and we'd drop it down on people on the beach.
That's way out of context. So you have to build up to that first. And we'll explain it when Preston's back here, because I think there's a community question about that. If we've told the pee bottle story, because this is a very profound story in our friendship, like me, Jacob, and Preston in particular.
It's so funny, though.
So if we haven't told it, or if you haven't heard it, please let us know in the comments below or on Discord, because that's a story worth telling. It is so funny.
Mm-hmm. I know we've told it at least once.
Yeah, just the title pee bottle story. People are like, what the fuck? So it's funny.
It's pretty gross.
Yeah, that's pretty much how we all met.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'm not sure how Preston met me. Did he meet me at the same time? Like that's my oldest memory of Preston. I don't know if I had met him prior to that. I feel like maybe I had, like maybe over at your house or something. I don't know.
Possibly.
Or maybe at church.
That was shortly before we were hanging out pretty consistently. So you may have met him at Inside Out a couple times.
Yeah. But I don't have any memories of that. So obviously it wasn't important.
You know, one of my most memorable moments from Inside Out was random Sunday when we were all sitting at a table eating Wendy's. After the service.
We used to have good food back then.
Yeah. And someone pitched the idea. Who do you think's faster, Usain Bolt or Chad Johnson? And before anyone can answer, Dave chimes in. He goes, the real question is, who has the bigger penis? And there's like a very brief moment of silence. And all at once, like all eight of us, Chad Johnson. So
keep
funny.
In mind, this is our small group leader.
At church. Yeah. He's hilarious.
Yeah. I run into him every once in a while when I volunteer.
Yeah.
He's always a pleasure to talk to
again. Yeah. This is the same leader who told us in our first church camp in the mountains that, bastard technically isn't a cuss word because bastard means bastard, whereas other cuss words mean something else specifically. Yeah. We're like, that's a good point. So we all started calling each other bastards. For 4 years straight, we're just known as the bastards.
Yeah. Everyone else is like, what are they? What?
Yeah. Man, those are some of the best 4 years of my life. So many memories from that.
And our excuse was it wasn't a curse word, so we were allowed to say it. Right. Bastards. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing. Carlos, thank you for your question. That was a fun one. It's a shame Preston wasn't here because I'm sure he could have added a bit to that.
But sure.
Maybe we'll have him.
You know, you win some, you lose some, you know?
Yeah.
You gotta show up to show up.
Man, I hate the guy. I'm kind of glad he's not here, but exactly. He'll probably be back next week.
Yeah. We'll see. Maybe he's not, you know?
Spitting Cobra is spitting some questions our way for the big finale.
Wow.
He says, hello, boys.
Hey there, boy.
Not sure if you guys had seen the PlayStation Classic releasing in December. It's kind of like the Nintendo Classic, but for PlayStation fanboys. Before I continue his question, hashtag not fanboys from the two of us.
Thanks for putting that in.
It's going to have 20 games to include Final Fantasy VII. 20 games to include Final Fantasy VII. This is something you guys would... Is this something you guys would be interested in the cheap price of $99.99? Keep in mind that an original Final Fantasy VII copy can be over 100 buckaroos.
Mm.
Spitting Cobra, first, I apologize for not including this in our questions last week. Oh. Or at this point, a few days ago.
Yeah.
Because this is one of the ones at the end of last week. I was like, we can do two more, Jacob. You're like, I was like, just kidding. We're only going to do one more. And this would have been good because we talked about the classic last week. But I have no intention of investing at the moment because I can't think of any. Because again, I didn't play too many PlayStation 1 games despite having a PlayStation 1 for a while before PS2. So it doesn't appeal to me that much. So at the moment, I have no intention of picking it up.
Yeah.
If the eventual remake, episodic remake, whatever they end up doing for Final Fantasy VII actually releases, then I'll probably play it then.
Yeah.
But no intention now. Very cool commodity, like you said, for PlayStation fanboys, which we aren't.
Yeah, dude. We're not fanboys.
But it's cool that it exists for hardcore fans.
I kind of feel the same way. I think the price is a little steep for what it is. How much are the NES and SNES classics? Do you happen to know?
They're less than 100. I think they're like 80-ish.
Yeah, I feel like 100 for this is a little steep. But, I mean, they haven't announced all the games. Maybe there's just some real bangers.
Well, don't forget what Sony said. PlayStation is the ultimate place to play.
Yeah.
Even if it's PlayStation 1 games, it's still the ultimate place to play.
I guess that warrants more money. I don't know. But I was never a PS1 player, so none of those games really... You know, or speaking to me on a level where I need to buy that thing.
I get that.
But I'm glad that it's a thing for those excited. Like, cause, you know, a lot of people grew up with that system. So mm-hmm. It'd be definitely nice for them to, you know, go back and relive those memories, those moments. I really want to see that N64 classic, though. Like, if that could ever happen. I will. That's one that I will get, Garrett.
I think that's a given. If they've gone this far already with their classics, with NES and SNES, they might as well go all in with N64. Like,
give me a small portable way to play Smash 64, Mario Kart 64, Donkey Kong 64.
If you're lucky, they'll
Pokemon
wind up.
Pokemon Snap.
Yeah, if you're lucky, they'll wind up on Switch at some point.
Yeah.
What a library Switch could have if they had... What do they call that service from Wii U?
Wii Sports.
What are you talking about? Like being able to play old games on modern consoles. We were talking about it forever. I just can't remember what the actual title is. What is it?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Why can't I think of what it is? Virtual console.
Yes. Yeah.
So if that ever happens, the ultimate library on Switch, it would just. Kill.
Why are we getting these stupid Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee games? Why can't we get a Pokemon Snap sequel? That's what the world really needs.
Are you being sarcastic
being
right
completely
now?
Serious.
Okay.
Like, I would rather... Like, they're making mainline Pokemon games next year. Presumably, they're coming out next year, right? So why didn't they just scrap this Let's Go idea? Like, forget Pokemon Go. Everyone's over Pokemon Go, okay? Let's just have Pokemon Snap 2.
I gotta say,
that's what the world needs.
Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee are pretty charming.
I
from what I played
play
at E3.
Yeah. Oh, you played them at E3? Mm-hmm. I must have forgotten you did that.
I told you I played with those weird Nintendo reps. They were very, very pretty girls who I think are my...
robots.
Yeah, basically robots. I think they're brainwashed by Nintendo to be just walking marketers, essentially.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because we're playing, like, Mario Tennis, for example, and one of us would score, and she'd be like, oh my gosh, that was so great. Now remember, this game comes out on this date with these features. We're like, great, thank you. And she would say that, like, 20 times. She's nice. Acting like a robot. All of our reactions were totally, like, scripted and fake. Like, she's pulling from, like, a pre-scripted pool in her brain.
Yeah.
And I tried to break her out of it because she had these really cool Nintendo Vans on. I was like, man, those are some cool shoes. And she didn't know how to respond. It's like almost like I broke the computer.
It's like, oh, no.
She just looks down and she just looks up and smiles. And she's like,
does not compute.
Mario Tennis is coming out in this date.
No, your shoes.
Excuse me, ma'am. Be a human being. It's okay. But that was a really funny experience.
Yeah.
Same thing when I would catch a Pokemon and then just like cheer and be like, that was so good.
Were you using the Pokeball controller?
I was. That's why it was appealing to me, is because that thing feels so good to hold.
It just sucks. It's like $70 or something. Or it might be more, actually. You have to buy that bundle.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
And now, are you talking like $10 more than the normal price, or is it $70 more to acquire?
I think like the actual to buy the ball, like it comes with Mew. That's the only way you get Mew in the game, and I think it's fairly expensive.
Let's
and it'll
go
be limited supply too.
Eevee Pokeball
controller.
Edition.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, it's $100 with the Pokeball.
Yeah.
I'll say this.
So is it?
If you're a hardcore Pokemon fan and you want the ultimate experience with those two games, whichever one you pick, if not both of them, it's totally worth investing that extra, what is that, $40 ish.
I think it might be more on its own. I don't know. It might be smaller. Yeah, what was that? Is that it?
On its own, it's $50.
Okay. So that's not as much as
I thought. And the game is $60. So yeah.
Right. Are you gonna be playing that this year? Or are you gonna pass on it?
I don't think so. I'm probably gonna pass. I like Pokemon, but I don't like it that much. But
have you ever played a Pokemon game in full?
Not all the way through.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
I mean, if you were gonna do that, I would wait for the ones next year.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think I'll be into that idea, just starting fresh with like a brand new like this generation Pokemon game.
On the Switch,
yeah.
I'm just excited to see this game though on the Switch. It'll be nice to play through Kanto again. I'm excited to see the story they tell.
Yeah, that controller feels awesome. Mm-hmm. So I recommend it if you're gonna play it.
I don't know. Like, I don't know if I'm going to be a huge fan of the motion controls, though, because I don't know if you can play with not using those.
I think you can. Hmm. Yeah, you can. So
we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, dude. I think that's about it for us this week, Jacob. That was a nice, concise episode. I think we went on several tangents as usual, but I enjoyed our conversation. I thought it was fun.
We're really good at tangents.
Oh yeah, we excel at tangents. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Thanks for joining me.
Yeah, no problem, man. I'm glad this was a little more concise today. I got some things I want to take care of today. So
cool. I'm glad to hear it.
Including going to eat. I'm very hungry.
Dude, you want to go eat together? I haven't eaten yet. You said you're going to do Zaxby's?
Yeah.
Oh, I eat so much Zaxby's. Are you going to go to the drive-thru and bring it back?
I mean, initially, that was what I was going to do, yeah. But, I mean, if you're going to go with me, I wouldn't do that.
I have to leave here around 5:15.
You don't have to do it if you don't want to.
And I kind of want to play some more Assassin's Creed.
You can do it next week and go to Taco Bell.
Oh, man. What do I want to do, Jacob? What do I want to do? Are you willing to sit down in Zaxby's?
If you want to do that, we can do it.
Let's do it.
Okay.
You want me to drive and just bring you back to your car, or do you want to drive separate? I know this is a conversation to have off the podcast. You know, this is our lives. You're listening to our lives right now.
Let's go together.
Okay. I like that because we can talk and listen to some tunes, maybe.
Yeah, dude.
Maybe hold hands.
Yeah.
It'd be cool. Yeah, I'm gonna dabble in some more Assassin's Creed, eat some chicken with you, and go to work tonight.
Nice.
So it should be a good time. Pretty easy night as well. I'm excited about. I don't have to be there nearly as early.
Why is that?
Because it's a rental tonight, so it's not a normal like load-in show that Smith's runs. It's run entirely by an entity who has purchased the room for the evening.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be pretty laid back.
Gotcha.
I'm excited.
Mm.
So, yeah. But as always, Jacob, it's truly an honor and privilege in all seriousness to do this week in and week out with you for nearly 4 years.
Indeed.
And I'm quite proud of us for continuing on in spite of occasional criticism. sometimes warranted, sometimes not, but occasional criticism and our never-ending conflicting schedules. It's always a miracle, but I'm glad the miracle lives on. And to all of you supporting us out there, either on Discord or on YouTube, wherever you might be in the world, even if you've never said hello to us, we encourage you to do so. But regardless, thank you for tuning in and keeping this podcast afloat, because without all of you, it would never happen. We would have quit literally years ago if you guys didn't support us all for all this time, especially those of you who've been around since practically the beginning.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that have been around for a very long time.
Yeah, for a channel that is very random, sporadic, just general Let's Plays. I mean, we're capable, like I said, of doing much, much more. But given our schedules, there's only so much we can do. But the fact that you guys stick around and continue to supply us with community questions and support us is truly an honor and privilege. And I mean, some YouTubers dream of having that. And even our, like we said, our community is relatively small. It is still a thriving, friendly, engaging community. And we can't thank you guys enough for that. We love it.
Yes.
That being said, like we said, this podcast is available on multiple platforms, but if you're willing to take the time to do so in order to help us grow significantly, take the time to hop on over to Apple Podcast and rate, review, and subscribe to us. Those are the big three: rate, review, and subscribe. Even if the review is 10 words or 5 words, 3 words, I like this! ! That counts as a review.
Let me see if we have any reviews.
Yeah, we haven't checked in a while, but it is still possible to hit new and noteworthy. I think you have to have a couple hundred, maybe a little over 100 reviews and subscription stuff. But the big part of it is subscriptions and everything. And I imagine some of it has to do with play count. But at the end of the day, as long as we have those subscriptions and ratings and reviews, it helps us out a lot. Mm-hmm. And keep in mind, you can turn off downloads. You can subscribe to us and never go back there, and it still helps us out. So if you guys are willing to take 5 minutes while you're taking a dump or you're in a boring meeting at work, and you're pretending to be taking notes on your phone and you're actually reviewing us on iTunes, that'd be rad.
So I don't know when the last time we did this was, so I don't know if these are new or not.
How new do we have total?
I don't know.
Does it not say at the top?
Last one we had was since October 22nd.
October?
Sorry, August 22nd.
Okay, that's a month ago.
I don't know. I think this is old.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, I've read this before.
Okay.
But yeah, leave us some reviews.
We'd love that.
We'd give you a shout out on the podcast for sure.
Yeah, of course. Well, Jacob, it was a pleasure. Like yeah. I said, 1,000 times now. I look forward to going to, not Taco Bell. I'd like Taco Bell, but I like Zaxby's too.
Yeah.
So you guys have a wonderful week. We hope it's excellent. We hope your Monday's going well if you're listening on Monday. And we love you to bits. We'll catch you again next time.
Yep. See you guys. Have a good week. Bye.
Bye. Cool.